Oh, boy, talk about autobiographical songs. This is Butch Hornsby when he went out to L.A. to try and be a successful singer-songwriter. But now I just had a call from Jamie. She wants me to send out a song to her husband that... She said, walked out after a lot of years, and I think we got a song just from staying in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because that's where Butch Hornsby spent many years and embraced his failures, you might say. And this is called Suddenly Single.
I know.
Whoops. Excuse me, folks. I'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it, Dennis.
There we go.
I know, I dear love, why you never come home. 2 weeks ago Sunday is how long you've been gone. I've been sitting here thinking, since you walked out on me, I must take advantage of the fact that I'm free. Suddenly single, as free as the wind. I'm sure this ring will slip right off my hand. Single again.
It's been less than delightful staying at home. At times it's been frightful living alone. I've been sitting here thinking since you walked out on me, I must take advantage of the fact that I'm free. Suddenly single, as free as a wind. I'm sure this ring will slip right off my hand. And I'll go where there's music. I'll go out with friends. Suddenly I'm single. I'm single.
One of those songs that just happened to come up next to work out for a listener. For Jamie. But now, hey, we got a 100 and some miles to go. We got to get over to Vinton, Louisiana, where Marcia Ball grew up. And want to play something from her Presumed Innocence CD, A Song About Louisiana.
I'm there to buy you land down there. You say, Mary.
All right, Marsha Ball, but now getting the all right up to the border to be entering the great state of Texas, and we've had quite a time rolling down the tin, playing music, drinking adult beverages, so gonna just ask the inspector to maybe do a little cleaning out the back of the truck before we get over into the great, once we get in, we're in the great state of Texas now.
And cooler over there anywhere. There you go.
Okay.
I love doing that.
All right. Orange, Texas, here we are. And that's the little town where Clarence Gatemouth Brown grew up and actually came back after going on several world tours at the end of his life. And what are we going to hear tonight, Inspector?
Number 6.
And that
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure. Okay, that's
what you just made me
that's
do.
That's what I feel like some nights, but hey, it's fun, I'll tell you. And I'm going to be a good disc jockey someday if I keep those lessons up.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and we don't know what instruments he played. The guy was a multi-instrumentalist, so we're going to be leaving Orange, get on up to Houston. That's where Lucinda Williams went when she went to start her first band. And this is a selection from the breakout CD, you might say, when she really got famous. Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and here's Lake Charles. This is a town that she grew up in, by the way.
He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles.
one thing I like about that song, Lake Charles, it reminds me of people I've known that they get on some subject. It might be where they lived or something they did, and they just keep coming back to it, and you've heard it all, and then you hear it again. But it's still a song I just really think Lucinda Williams writes such cool songs. But hey, it's 11 o'clock, 2300, time to tell you're listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. The second hour of the Den I-10 on the I-10 show is going to be coming at you.
You can give us a call here, too.
Dr. Dan here with me, and what we got, of course, is some ZZ Top. And I was looking online the other day, and this one listing was of the 10 songs that Billy Gibbons has done, the vocals on that are just supposed to be just the coolest of all the things he's done. And three of them were on the early Fandango album, and they were Tush and Heard It on the X. And now I'm going to be trying to remember the third one. We'll just forget about trying to figure out the third one on the Fandango CD. And here's Tush. Whoops, that's not going to be it. Just hang on, folks. Yeah, it's number 12. Okay. Live.
We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, my bad. That was what the CD player wanted to play, not what I wanted to play. So that was Thunderbird. But we are going to stay right in Houston, and I'm going to get it right this time because I found the Guy Clark CD that had the song that reminds me of the old days on Kauai when we had a genuine roadhouse on the North Shore at the airport, better known as the landing pad. And we all have some pretty fond memories of that place. And here's Guy Clark's out in the parking lot.
Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. And you can hear the band playing right through the wall. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote them a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. There's a couple that could not wait to get home. Oh, they're probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave, but the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Everybody's gone, and they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Okay, we got to get organized. Here, get on over to San Antone. Got Paige Jackson over there. That's where he got his start. And Rosie Flores. So, hey, how about some Rosie?
Sounds good.
Flores, what do we got?
Smells good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's Blue Side of Town. She grew up in San Antone, but went out to L.A. to get famous. All right, folks, that was Rosie Flores, but sometimes I get to having too much fun here and don't take care of business, but it's not too late to play this recorded announcement about what goes on at this radio station when we're not here on a Thursday night.
Uh-oh. Hey, gang, how's it?
Pretty good.
I'm the Commodore, I'm back. Yeah, new show, new time.
What time?
10 to 12, Thursdays, right after Mystery Train with Slim. Stick around. We've got all kinds of talent comes in and plays. That's what
really
we do
does
here
too.
On the show. If you're local and you want to hear some local great music, tune on in. I'm the Commodore. I'll be here.
Definitely local.
All right.
Local. That's local.
Catch you.
You
later.
Anyway, I got to calm down. Listen, we're in, still on San Antone, and we're going to hear from Paige Jackson, a song about Texas. That's the name of the song.
Can't go wrong there.
Y'all show a little respect. Right, we got to be leaving town on that note, but let's get over to the Valero Country Store and stock up on ice and adult beverages.
You
we
betcha.
Got 65 miles to go to get to Kerrville.
That's not far, but well, we need to stock up
because
anyway.
The Kerrville Valero Country Store might be out. So we better get some now, and then we'll get on over
good
to
thinking.
Robert Earl Keen country, because he left Houston to be near his cattle ranch at Kerrville. And this is, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear a song about New Orleans.
Yeah, we're kind of
like... Hello, New Orleans.
Two steps forward, one step
back.
Yeah.
Standing here beside this freeway, wishing I was high. Wondering why she said she loved me, then she said goodbye. I'm down to my last dollar in these faded old blue jeans. So adios to Amarillo, hello New Orleans. Her hair was made of summer sunlight, the moonlit in her eyes. Her voice would ride the wind at midnight across the starry skies. Love is blind, that's what they tell me in all those magazines. So adios to Amarillo, hello New Orleans. We talked about our lives together, about our plans. We walked through rain and windy weather across the shifting sands. She took the car, that's how I know this ain't no crazy dream. So adios to Amarillo, hello. Mississippi dry, laissez-les bon temps rouler. I'll trade her memory in on one of those cool Cajun queens. So adios to Amarillo, hello New Orleans. So adios to Amarillo, hello.
All right, Inspector, we got to be leaving Kerrville, and we got 490-some miles to go.
Whoa.
To get to El Paso.
We're all stocked up,
all
so
right,
no worry.
No worries, no stopping at the store, all right. Mm-hmm. But El Paso, that's where Tom Russell lived after he moved out of L.A. in 1997, and I want to play something from one of his CDs from the past tonight, Modern Art. There's this song on there where the guy just really makes for some interesting stories, going back to about 1958, to be exact. In L.A., there was this actress, name was Lana Turner, and she had this boyfriend. His name was Johnny Stompanato, and he did things for the mob.
He's a mobster.
Well, I don't. That's going quite a ways.
Wow.
But anyway, he was very abusive toward her, and she had a 14-year-old daughter. And the daughter evidently came on the scene when there was one of these abuses going on, and she stuck him with a butcher knife and killed him. And
she was working for the mob too.
So anyway, the name of this song is Tijuana Bible, and a Tijuana Bible way back in the early part of the 20th century was another name for a little book published in Mexico. It was like a booklet of cartoons, and it usually featured prominent people and celebrities doing things that they would not like to ever be caught doing.
Lana Turner's daughter killed Johnny Stompinato. Cause Johnny beat up Lana down on 5th and Alvarado. Whoa. The Collins kids were playing rockabilly on the TV. While Johnny rode and I struck down the brand new Harbor Freeway. They buried him at sundown with a mariachi band and a Tijuana Bible in his hand. My office faced MacArthur Park, it had a Murphy bed. I acted once on Dragnet, Lord, I got to meet Jack Webb. The boy who cried wolf. He don't cry wolf. Lana Turner's daughter killed Johnny Stompinato. Cause Johnny beat up Lana down on 5th and Alvarado. Whoa. The Collins kids were playing rockabilly on the TV. Whoa. While Johnny rode and I struck down the brand new Harbor Freeway. They buried him at sundown with a mariachi band and a Tijuana Bible in his hand. My office faced MacArthur Park, it had a Murphy bed. Whoa. I acted once on Dragnet, Lord, I got to meet Jack Webb. I knew Stompinato's secrets weren't in no Maltese Island. I believe the clues were hidden in that Tijuana Bible. I dug up Stompinato through 6 feet of rock and sand. Stole a Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible from his hand. Book, it's full of sex cartoons. Oh. Daisy Duck and Cary Grant in a Tijuana bedroom. Oh. I held it to a candle flame and tried to find the code. Oh. I held it there a bit too long, the goddamn thing explodes. Up in the general with a ringing in my ears, and the Tijuana Bible disappeared. The Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible disappeared. The Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible, Tijuana Bible disappeared.
Okay, we haven't played that song in a while, and it just got me thinking today that we should
play it
share
twice.
That with our listeners again and play part of it twice in case there was some misunderstanding about what it was going on.
Like you said, we buried him twice.
Yeah, but now before we leave the great state of Texas, Inspector, we better clean out the truck because New Mexico, they don't have the same high standards, you know. Of what do we do with our empties?
Yeah. I like when we pull by the police there. Well, right about there. Okay.
Well, goodbye, long necks. They were fun while they were full.
Yeah, haul butt.
So,
we gotta get out of
here. Okay. And,
all right.
Only 65 miles over the border from San Antonio, we got Raggy Country, I guess better known as Las Cruces, New Mexico. And
I'm
certainly glad I discovered these guys. Oh, and now, this is from their Taco Wagon CD, Acapulco Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Toenails, she was fancy free. Lots of fancy footwear to run away from me. Reported my car stolen, they found her at the bar, giving head to the man who played that steel guitar. Oh, Russia was a hard-bodied woman, twice as hard to hold. That jeans and a tube top, 18 years old, singing with me, spending all my money all night. I could book a go-go. For now, 30 days, slung up with the dealer, influenced by his ways. Found out where they's living, now went up there alone. Stuck a gun in the pusher's mouth, and I drove that little girl home. Oh, Russia was a hard-blooded woman, twice as hard to hold. Spending all my money on her, I could book a go. In a tube top, 18 years old, spending all my money on that Acapulco girl. Go, go.
All right, Inspector. It's good to be back in Flying J country, and now we'll stop there, get a little ice and some adult beverages. We got 270-some miles to go to get to Tucson, better known as Nick Luca country. That's where he grew up and got his start. And, of course, I want to play something that I think the listeners really really groove on, and that's his I Was Dancing at the Lesbian Bar.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Crank it up. It's no good if you keep the volume turned down.
We'll be right back. dancing in a lesbian bar. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. I was dancing in a lesbian bar. I was dancing in a lesbian bar.
All right, Nick Luca, but now only got 116 miles to go to get on over to Phoenix, and of course, that's where Vincent Fournier lives these days.
He's outed him.
He's like a model citizen, I understand. He's either plays in or hosts at like a charity golf tournament and does other civic-minded things. But
Good Republican.
We know that who he really is. Anybody that would write a song called Steal That Car, and here it is, Alice Cooper. Whoops, yeah. Yeah, but now we got 370 miles to go getting on out to L.A., and it's kind of a sad day in L.A. because that's the town, of course, where the Doors got started, and we lost a really main member of the Doors yesterday, and, of course, that was Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player, and one of the best songs that I've been told by the Tuesday Night Radio Widow that shows off his keyboard moves is Light My Fire, and that's what we're gonna hear.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those guys really killed it.
But, and we lost him.
Yep, 1939 to 2013. Yeah, he was 74 years old. But now in L.A., we've got Eliza Gilkison. That's where she grew up and spent the first about 19 years of her life. And here's her 2153, Total Change of Pace.
The gospel.
What a fun one.
For their bodies, and it lulled them into thinking they weren't dumb. They did guns, extreme sports, special hobbies, and cool tricks with their fingers and thumbs. And they thought they would be guaranteed delivered to some guy in Roman sandals and a beard. So they bought and they fought and they twittered. By 2153 they disappeared. Oh, they waited for their God in vain. Yeah, they waited for their God in vain. In the last big play of the final game, they waited for their God in vain. Well, they went for the literal translation of every text and symbol, sacred work and screed. They obsessed over minor variations, misconstrued the truth to justify their deeds. And they thought that all the others were afflicted, and those who knew the secret handshake would be saved. And they thought in the end they'd all be lifted. Now they're lying in the beds that they made. Oh, they waited for their God in vain. Yeah, they waited for their God in vain.
Okay, we got time for one more song. And, you know, people, everybody likes Johnny Cash, but he's got no I-10 roots. He grew up in Arkansas and just never did any living or doing any
you're not gonna play
thing
Johnny
on the
Cash.
I-10. I got a song about Johnny Cash written by Ry Cooder. So we can certainly honor him that way.
Okay.
All right, that's the end of us for tonight. We should be hearing Ry Cooder's I Think It's Gonna Work Out Fine, and there it is, another Ry Cooder song. We always end the show that way, and hope you enjoyed some of the music we played. Sure had a ball up here playing it, I'll tell you. And we'll be back again Tuesday night at 10 p.m., ready to leave L.A. with our truck full of music. So until then, just want to say like I usually do how privileged I feel to be part of this radio station, KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. Managed to slip in some station ID, and before I play the anthem, Inspector, you got any words of wisdom?
No. Good night, everyone.
Yeah.